Well, Nikki Sixx of that band, he doesn't show up to play Pigskin Picks, but he does show up each and every night here on the river. He does a show for you at 7 o'clock called Six Cents, he and Jen, each and every weeknight here on 93.7 The River. We don't know what the hell happened to him. We had Nikki on and Jen on. We talked to him on the show here, and they were all excited to get their picks in, and they acted as if and said that they were football fans. And we had a good time, fell about the place, had him on the phone in the show for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Great interview. Nikki was a cool guy. Jen was funny. And then they disappeared. They've yet to make one football pick from their Cush Los Angeles studio.
Well, Jen did. She made the first week.
Yeah, but then what happened to her?
I don't know.
And then she disappeared.
Yeah, they're AWOL.
Yeah, they have not been back. So don't do it like Jen and Nikki Sixx do. Go to 93.7theriver.com, Pigskin Picks, get the picks in. We are now into week six, a brand new fresh week, $100 up for grabs, and who knows, maybe Nikki and Jen will swing by when they get a hankering.
Well, they better get a big hankering because they're going to have to make a lot of good picks to beat Smoke and Meat Moore.
Yeah.
He is up on the list.
Yeah, Derek Smokes his meat more. I mean, he's running away with this thing, and you can go against him and us each and every week. And I think what it is with Nikki Sixx and Jen, they're like, oh, it's $100 each week. I think they can win, and I think they don't think it's that much money because, you know, he's a rock star and she probably makes good money. They're like, hey, we don't have time for $100. But all the working schmoes out there like you and I and all the other River Rockers, $100, $100.
I got time for it.
Yeah, I do too. And we can't even win it.
No, that's, I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah. Jump on 93.7theriver.com. Get the picks in. Week six starts up coming up Thursday night. Play against us, and maybe you'll win $100. And while you're at 93.7theriver.com, you got to see this. Mickey Rourke. Back in the day, 9.5 weeks, Kim Basinger, you know, it was a rated R movie that changed our lives. You sit down, you watch it, and the ice cubes and all the passion and all the sexy kind of bondage-like scenes, you're like, whoa, this Mickey Rourke dude, he's cool. Then he did like a couple other movies and he vanished and someone rammed his face into a wood chipper and I don't know what happened to him.
And his fingernails.
Yeah. This guy, I guess he became a woodsman. He found himself in the worst end of a wood chipper. He resurfaced on movies like what was that movie called?
The Wrestler.
The Wrestler, perfect one.
That's where you got to see those, I don't know what the hell fingernails he's got going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, with all due respect, Mickey Rourke, I mean, it was like a wood chipper filled of battery acid. He comes back out in Hollywood. He starts doing a few movies here and there. Oh, the other movie he was in, I think, was Spun. He was in that movie,
yep,
I believe.
Yep.
And we all saw him. We're like, whoa, Mickey Rourke, what happened to you back in the day when you were dripping like ice cubes all over Kim Basinger? He just looked awful. Absolutely unrecognizable.
It was almost, he's got the cat lips and the cat top lip. It's like he got a female's version of plastic surgery done onto
himself. It's like he got all the collagen or the lip puff.
It's
and
just
stuff.
Weird looking.
Well, what he says now, and you got to see this, he's better, okay? And he posted this up on Instagram yesterday.
Is this a new photo?
Yeah, he's 65, and what he says is, because he went under the knife again to get his nose repaired, he says he's pretty again.
Let's have a peek.
Well, okay, I'll show you. He's sitting next to the plastic surgeon there.
Yee.
Yeah. Beauty in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Lost quite a bit of weight, though, didn't he?
Yeah, what he looks like now.
In fact,
if you don't know, looks like Iggy Pop's brother.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know. It's the craziest under the knife repair or butcher job.
That's not a repair.
Yeah.
That should come with an enter at your own risk sign at the door he's going into.
He needs that tattooed over his head.
He has not assessed his risk.
No, he hasn't. But if you want to see what Mickey Rourke looks like, he just went under the knife waiting for you. Run, do not walk. 93.7theriver.com.
That's a roughin'.
Dana, put your headphones on. I'll ask you this. You have to get plastic surgery. You have to get cosmetic surgery on your body.
No, you got to get it, huh?
You got to do it. Which body part, which one thing are you going to fix? You got to go under the knife. You got to get something made prettier. What are you going to do, Dana?
I joked with Kenny because he likes butts. And I was like, you want me to get butt implants? He's like, no, don't you dare do it.
Well, if I could just say this. I mean, we're all boys and girls here. We're coworkers. Don't go to HR with this, Dana. Hopefully HR is not listening. If you took half your chest and stuck it down your pants on the backside,
I would be thankful.
Dana would be a pretty good business, yeah. Wouldn't she?
I would be thankful.
Yeah. So you would do a butt job?
No, honestly, I would probably do a tummy tuck.
A tummy tuck?
Yeah.
Okay, fair. And I think that's probably common for a lot of women. I think a lot of guys do tummy tuck, too.
Yeah.
A lot of guys probably do it. A lot of girls probably, after they become moms, want to do some breast, not enhancing, but tightening.
Lifting.
If you will, lifting.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Dana was honest on that. Joe, you got to get some sort of cosmetic surgery done. What are you doing?
Well, why Dana would say a tummy tuck, I'd like to do a full-on tummy suck. I want it gone.
Oh, so you want him to go in and you want him to, like, lipo. You want him to, like, get that pump that sucks out all that butter?
Yeah, but here's the trouble. I don't have fat. My stomach is not fat.
You have bloat.
It's like the Ethiopian kids.
It really is.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Joe really is, like...
Well, that's the beer.
You can't pinch. You cannot pinch an ounce of fat on my stomach.
Yeah, but it's like someone stuck an air compressor you know where and just hit you with about 175 PSI.
Like them old Reebok pump shoes.
Yeah, Joe's got this, like, I don't know if you have some sort of disease or, because they say people that have
I've got a disease.
Above the knees.
Plenty of them.
But you do have this abnormal bloating.
It's just weird.
Isn't that like the beer belly, though? Aren't beer bellies like always hard and round?
Yeah, but I don't drink that much beer.
Huh.
Yeah, but you drink vodka. You drink. See, I got a beer belly, and mine's got chub on it. I mean, you know, I got a little bit.
You can pinch a little bit on yours, but yours doesn't look like bloat. Yours looks like what a normal man's belly would look like. Yeah. Mine is bizarre.
Yeah, it looks like someone stuck a pump to you.
Because I'm so skinny everywhere else.
Yeah.
Just makes no sense to me.
All right. And to mine, because I'm trying to think here. You could save the hair jokes, Joe, for yourself.
That counts. I was just going to tell you, that is a counting point for plastic surgery, is to have hair repair.
Yeah, that's a big cosmetic application for a lot of men.
It really is.
I don't care. You know, I don't. I put the hat on every day just because you wear the headphones and it rubs your head raw. So that's why I wear the hat. I've worn the hat for years. I don't need my hair back. I don't care. If I'm going in to get cosmetic surgery, what I'm going to get is a pectoral reduction.
Oh my God, you're so ridiculous.
I mean, that's legitimate. His pecs are huge.
Oh, he needs a forearm reducement.
Yes, thank you. No, honestly, I think what I'm going to do, what I would do, is I would do, kind of like Dana, I'm not worried about my belly sticking out or that it's not as hard as it once was. I got a problem with the love handles.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just too much there. I've lost my Navy
V.
My Navy V. Yeah. Yes, my Olympic swimmer cut that I used to have.
Must have lost that before I ever met you, because I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Well, lost that one about 14 years ago, huh?
Yeah, I haven't had it for quite some time. I quit Olympic swimming years ago.
Yeah.
But I think I would have the love handles sucked off, because those are hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about the belly hanging over in the front. It's the sides. That's what I hate.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what keeps your jeans down below your hips. It's not as comfortable. You got to go up like a size or two to like wear my pants where I used to, say, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
I actually wish I had love handles, because then it would make the overall shape of my body look a little more legitimate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, then what you would have are these two things that you'd never use, because what you need after you have love handles is a lover. Check the photos
that's
out.
That's really funny, isn't it?
The photos are white, 93.7theriver.com. You got to see Mickey Rourke. Skinner. Man.